Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We have a very, very busy day today. I've been saying that a lot, but this is another one of them. We've got guests all this week. Today, we are going to be joined by Joey Eastman, a.k.a. Sidney Bacabella, who is, as I was looking around on the internet, I realized is, in fact, a former ICW, ICWA, Texarkana television champion. Two champions of the same title on the show here today. Of course, later on in the week, we've got other big guests, Dave Meltzer, Caleb Conley, both on the show tomorrow. Dr. Lucha, Steve Sims, on the show on Friday. And what are we talking with Dr. Lucha about? Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, including Lucha Underground began filming yesterday. The actual wrestling will be starting in a couple of weeks, but they are filming. We can talk about that on the show today. I watched the latest episode of WWE Breaking Ground. Of course, tonight is the Wednesday Night Wars. Finn Balor versus Apollo Crews is the main event on the NXT show tonight. We've got notes on the official debut of SmackDown on the USA Network. The biggest aspect of the story being in the press release from WWE talking the move to Thursdays. There is no mention of going live. There is no mention of Tuesdays. There's not even mention of a live debut. All that's mentioned is Thursday, 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 Thursday. So, plans can change. Maybe they're going to do a live debut. I don't know. But right now, there is no talk, it seems, of SmackDown going live on Tuesdays for WWE. We've got the Raw ratings from this past Monday night. A very strange story of a brawl in a hotel room by members of various MMA camps. So much stuff to talk about here today. We'll be back in just a moment with Mike Sempervivi to kick it off. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used memorabilia, autographed and unsigned items from hundreds of teams and athletes. Celebrate the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals by shopping the collection at steinersports.com/royalswin. For a limited time, receive 25% off any unsigned items such as man cave and home signs, World Series team photos, and more. Enter promo code ROYALS25 at checkout. That's ROYALS25 at steinersports.com/royalswin. Win.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So much stuff to get into here on the show, no time to waste. We got a real good show coming up, but as always, I'm going to roll the dice here. I think I've got this terrible peaking problem fixed with the Sports Byline, so if you want to call the show today, let's try that number out, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's find out if it works. And if it doesn't, I'll just shut it down again. So that's the number to call today if you want to join the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Text messages to 425-780-7566. Let's give this a shot. A lot of news today, Mike. I know you've been doing a lot of investigation into this Joey Eastman / Sydney Bacabella. Sadly, Sydney Bacabella appears to have been killed, but we're going to find out the scoop today here on the program.
Yes, yes. I don't know if they know each other. It's always a never know how that works sometimes when it comes to some of the people in Chikara. They have very short memories of who they were or who they possibly could be. But we will find out about that. But yeah, at least he wasn't brawling in a hotel room or anything like that.
We'll get to that brawl. Did you watch the Breaking Ground episode 2?
Nope.
If you saw this show, everybody, you're free to call and tell me what you thought about it. I know a lot of people thought, some people said it was much worse than the first episode.
That's what I saw, too. It was even more reality show-ish, pseudo-documentary than it was the first week, which, after seeing 15 minutes of the first week, hey, it's, look, very well done, looks sharp. If you're not a diehard wrestling fan who digs beyond the network, it's probably pretty good for you. And they need first-run programming on there, so great. But TV show's a TV show.
A TV show is a TV show?
You know what I mean. It's like, look, there's nothing real in reality
TV. A TV show is a TV show. I do know what you mean, but I don't know what you mean.
Yes, there's no. What is real about reality TV? Nothing.
Well, depends on the show.
You have that many executive producers. You have makeup people. And yes, there is a lot of reality to that show.
Naked and Afraid was totally real.
It's good to be able to. Yes, it's good to be able to watch that show and see Athena is there, you know, who has been brought up by women's wrestling fans that have called into this show. We see here. So there is some reality there, and there's some cool pops to see some things. But in general, I have no interest in how this thing is laid out.
Let me tell you why I didn't like the show as much as the first one. I actually didn't think the show was that bad, probably because I've been watching WWE now for 30 years, and I know what I'm in for. And that's a negative here on this show. This show really felt like it's just a WWE-created fake reality show. Now, last week was also a WWE-created fake reality show, but at least last week was way more real than this week. I have been watching NXT, and let me tell you about Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke is not ready for prime time, but Dana Brooke has continued to improve. She's gotten better every single week that she's been on the show. She has these promos that once you hear her S-S-S-ing all the time, you can't block it out of your mind. That is one negative. But Her promos are better. She's got a great character. She's got a great personality. She's a hard worker. She's able to be carried by Asuka, which probably is not high praise because Asuka could probably carry anybody. But the point is, she's got something. She has got something. They portrayed it on this show like she was on the bubble. I mean, come on. That right there, that was so preposterous that to me it was a, this show has jumped the shark moment. I don't need to watch this show anymore. That's how bad it was. The idea that they are trying with a straight face to convince me that Dana Brooke is in the same boat as Taylor or Devin. Yeah, Devin Taylor. I mean, she's not. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous in four separate syllables. That's how ridiculous this is.
It's with a long S. And there's one of the
ridiculous
things. Because even if you know the situation and you listen to this show and you subscribe to the website and you search things out, you know that that's absolutely not the case. And you know with who is behind her that that absolutely wouldn't be the case. It's all going to be for dramatic effect. And if you don't dig into that and are listening to this show right now and you just happen to watch NXT, you also know that that's not the case because... sorry, no offense to the girl with the long legs or this one or that one or the other one, but Dana Brooke kind of stands out as somebody who could be a future star in WWE, and if you've watched WWE for any length of time, would figure she would be perfect to be up on the main roster one day. So it doesn't work on either side. So why they would use her and put her in that situation to have the dramatic effect, I don't know.
A couple of other things I got from the show. If I ran a wrestling company and had a lot of money, and I hired ZZ from Tough Enough, and ZZ showed any form of gumption and any hope, I would also sign his father. ZZ's dad is... I don't even know how to explain him. He's amazing.
You don't have to. Look up an old version of, what was that, Wife Swap show, and he's right on there.
No, you know what he looks like? He looks like a cross between Ricky Morton and ZZ. Think about that, everybody. And I'm not making that up. That's what he looks like. Also, ZZ is much fatter than his dad. But his dad was wearing this outfit where it was very clear that ZZ probably shouldn't drop much weight. Because... let's just say that ZZ's physique currently is better than his dad's skinny physique. Anyway, these two are amazing. They would be such an amazing duo of ZZ, the 19-year-old kid, who's managed by his old grizzled father, who's not in the business at all, but has wisdom that he's going to spout to young ZZ to get him going on his journey to the top of WWE. Now, note I said if I ran a company. Not if I were in WWE, because WWE would assuredly screw up the pairing of ZZ and his father, and it would be a disaster. So if I ran the company, I think that I could do it right. And the other thing that I got out of this show, and this is a really weird one, I really like Tyler Breeze, but the one thing that I don't like about Tyler Breeze's character that I think is going to badly, badly hold him back is his promos. Because Tyler Breeze has this weird voice that he uses in his promos. I think it's supposed to be like an exotic accent because he's from Milan or whatever.
So the model's like the blue steel of speaking.
Sure. But when I see him doing promos in this voice, it screams to me the fake voice of a guy who's being a wrestler for Halloween and decides he needs to create a character, and so he comes up with a fake voice. You've all seen this a million times. Now, they had a segment on the show where all of these wrestlers are sitting in class, including Asuka, by the way, and they've got a couple of veterans that are giving them sagely advice. And one of them is Tyler Breeze. And Tyler Breeze doesn't use his fake Milan model voice. And the dude's got a good voice. So the moral of this is, let's keep everything about Tyler Breeze the same, except let's have him use his real voice when he does promos. And I think he'll have a much better chance of success in WWE. Because I think that voice that he's got right now, the character voice, is a buried-in-the-mid-card voice down the road.
Well, they probably should have learned that one with Kofi Kingston. Unless you're a great thespian who went to some sort of improv and you've worked on voice characters your whole life, some point it's going to be pretty much a pain in the ass to pull off that voice. You know, you're going to be hurting your throat anyway when you're yelling and screaming. Let them actually, you know, heaven forbid, talk like it's themselves.
Sammy in New Jersey, you're on the air here on the Byline. What's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Not so much for that. Hey, do me a favor. I'm gonna have you get cut off here. I know you waited a long time, but call the 844-411-5411 number. It's open right now, and I'll hold it for you.
So Brian can hang up on you there, too.
Yeah, sorry about that. As soon as he spoke, my headphones lit up with flames.
Oof.
So that line's not going to work for this show.
No bueno.
Don't call that line unless you're Sammy, everybody. 844-SAMMY, 411-5411. And I'll open it up for everybody else later on. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, now we got Sammy on the line. Sammy, you're on the air. What's up?
How you guys doing? I just wanted to briefly talk about the network, and you're talking about Breaking Ground, and for some reason I can't bring myself to watch either episode. I think I watched a few minutes of the first one. I think I'm probably like a lot of people who watch the network when there's some downtime. And it's like, let's see what's on the network. And all I ever want to watch are the least scripted things and anything that you guys are reviewing, like the Retro Raws and Nitros. And I've been keeping up with, you know, watching ECW as well. Which, by the way, this week's Raw, Retro Raw, was funny because they kept saying he was both from Kentucky and Cincinnati, and me and my friend couldn't figure out where he actually was from.
But well, I guess the story was he was right there on that border.
Yeah. I wanted your thought on something. Like I said, I'm finding myself, I'll watch NXT, I'll watch the pay-per-views, and more of like the unfiltered and the table for three. While something like Breaking Ground is more of a scripted reality show, from what I saw, I still have to give it a real chance. Do you ever think to yourself, Brian, as someone who, you know, I'm not trying to be like mean, but you kind of live in a wrestling bubble because that's the career path you've chosen as a wrestling and mixed martial arts website. If you were able to retire right now and live off of whatever, you know, free money you were given, do you ever ask yourself what you would actually be enjoying and watching right now with what's available versus what you watch now because it's your career?
I'd watch virtually everything I watch now, except I can tell you the number one thing that I would do if this were not my job. The only major change that I would make is I would cancel the cable. I would watch all of these shows on Hulu or the WWE Network. And I would go over to friends' houses to watch the UFC events. I'd watch all of the Fight Pass stuff on Fight Pass. Literally, that is the only thing that I would do. My life would be so much easier without having to watch the entire 3 hours of Raw. And based on the Raw reviews I've been doing with Vinny, it's not like I'm missing a whole lot by watching the 90-minute version of Raw as opposed to the 3-hour version, because the 90-minute version is only about a half hour shorter. And what's cut out of there is maybe one match. And when I look at the match they usually cut out, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I didn't miss anything. I would have missed Wade Barrett's victorious forward roll. But that was, I think, the only thing that got cut out of the Raw that we reviewed last time, and a bunch of video packages. So I pay all of this money for cable, and literally I pay for it only right now for the ability to watch Raw for 3 hours on Monday night. And some UFC pay-per-views and that sort of thing, but I could go to a friend's house. So that is the one thing that I would do. It would make my life a lot easier, but can't do that right now, so there you go.
Hey, I just wanted your thoughts on that, and that's it. Have a good night, gentlemen.
All right, thanks so much for the call. And by the way, for those of you saying, but Brian, what about Lucha Underground, for example? Well, here's the thing. I believe that if you have Slingbox, you can watch El Rey, so I could get that. I want all of my stuff to be online and digital. That's my life goal. This cable thing here, this Verizon or Frontier or whatever I've got, it's just one nightmare after another. I would love life. I'd be loving life like Michelle McCool if I didn't have to have cable. USA Network announced here that the January premiere for SmackDown in Suits, SmackDown's debut on USA, will be taking place Thursday, January 7 at 8. In reading this entire deal here, with the arrival of SmackDown on Thursday, January 7th, USA becomes the exclusive cable home to WWE's two marquee properties. Viewers can bookend their week with Raw on Monday from 8 to 11 and SmackDown on Thursday from 8 to 10. There is no mention in this press release of SmackDown going live on Tuesdays, not even for the debut. There is no mention of SmackDown and Tuesdays in any capacity. So I would not be surprised if the first SmackDown ended up airing live, although usually when they do a live show, it's Tuesday, and there's no mention of that right here. So it looks like all of the rumors of SmackDown being a live show, Jerry Lawler mentioned it may be a live show, unless it's going to be some big announcement later on, the official release from USA is telling us just a taped show, just on Thursdays.
Well, and that's fine. Even if they planned it to be live, I guess there's really no reason to announce it now anyway, you know, and get anybody's hopes up for anything. You know, it's going to be probably a big show, but not probably, it will be a big show. And it will be a big deal, and it will be advertised as a big deal, and SmackDown, I'm sure, will get a great, great treatment. I don't think it'll be as good as it was a couple years ago where they had, what was it, Torrey Wilson and Carlito, and they had a, you know, the character's welcome. I think that was the start of that one. It probably won't be anywhere near as big as that because USA isn't, I don't think is all in with a campaign, but I guess we'll have to see. But all the first one has to do is be as live. All the show's got to do is be a good, smooth moving 2 hours. And that's fine. I don't care if it's live or taped. And as you talked about not too many days ago, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter that much when it comes to SmackDown and if it is live or taped.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Toll-free line. Nope, he hung up. I got to talk about this. We got to get through this news quickly here before we get to our guest today, Joey Eastman. This from, I believe, MMA Weekly. Bellator lightweight champion Will Brooks said he was assaulted by both of the Pitbull brothers, Patricio and Patrici Frere, in a hotel in St. Louis, and there is video to prove it. He says that, "I was looking out this glass window, and out of nowhere," so I guess he just entered this dimension, "Patrici jumped on my shoulder. He's like in my face mumbling something. First reaction, I'm trying to create separation. He pushed me. Then his brother jumped on my shoulder and started punching me, all while I'm trying to defend myself, and all their people are holding me back while these guys are punching me. I'm defenseless by myself with them and all their translators." He says it's all on video. A gang beating by the Pitbull brothers on Will Brooks. The story is just breaking. I guess we'll have more information as the day goes on, but I know a story is being worked on for WrestlingObserver.com as well, so we'll see what we can dig up.
This will be, I guess, it'll either be very interesting or very overblown, one of the two, I guess.
There's a lot of stuff. If you head up to Will Brooks' Twitter, that's where I first saw some of this stuff right here. You can head up there and see everything that Will Brooks was tweeting about this supposed 2-on-1 beating by the Pitbull brothers, Patricio and Patrici.
Yes, unless they're on bath salts, I'm sure there's probably more to this story than just, you know, Pitbull's freak out and attack Will Brooks.
This person says, "I can confirm Sling TV includes El Rey, and I use an app on my phone to stream Raw." Well, I won't go into that anymore, but you don't need cable anymore, he says. Well, I do, because I can't watch Raw all the way through live because I teach jiu-jitsu in the middle of it, so I have to DVR it. So unless I can get a full replay on Hulu, which I could get the next day, but I got to do the Observer Radio on Monday night. It's very complicated, everybody. It's very complicated.
Hard out there.
To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
He was talking about what you could get on cable and what you couldn't. I'm lucky. If my Comcast, I get the digital El Rey and Unimas and in HD with Comcast, and also get the Access in HD.
That's very good.
I tell you, I mean, it really makes it nice, you know. I was afraid I didn't get Unimas, but I do get El Rey and Unimas, so I'll have to stay with the cable a while longer, I guess.
Well, yeah, I would miss out on New Japan on Access, but Ring of Honor, you can grab their show if you're one of their ringside members. Actually, it may be free for everybody now a week afterwards, so most everything is available online. I guess TNA isn't, but I have not been watching TNA anyway, and would not if I retired.
You were talking about Dana Brooke. Okay, I've watched her on the app. On the network, and she's good. I'm like you. She's just too green. The one thing that I really have not figured out, maybe you can shine some light on, why did they give her such an intricate finisher like that Michinoku driver thing? Seemed like she's not that, you know, that far along to do something like that.
Well, I mean, it is, no matter what Triple H says, it is developmental, and so she's learning. And someone who is doing, I mean, she will be on the main roster, guaranteed. I don't care what they say on Breaking Ground, they're not going to cut Dana Brooke. She's a fitness model. Triple H is all into the fitness models and bodybuilding. I mean, she's going to be a huge star. She'll be the Divas champion someday. But right now, she's in developmental. And I haven't seen her hurt anybody with her finish. I mean, she is green, but I don't mind anybody having any finish as long as they don't hurt the person doing it. And so far, so good with her.
Exactly. All right, have a good one.
All right, thanks so much, Jim. Always a pleasant conversation with Jim in Virginia.
It's unlike some people with the women's wrestling. He's not calling all angry and bitter and wanting you to watch Shine and Shimmer and offering you to pay to do it.
That's right. Offering to pay me. Can you imagine that? I'm a journalist. I can't be bought out.
Especially with Ed's checks that are officially licensed by the NBA.
That
means they bounce.
I see.
That's sports.
Why does anyone make sports references here on this show?
It's fine.
I mean, I follow it very closely.
Network, you know.
Yeah, but this is a wrestling show. For those of you wondering, it has been confirmed at the SmackDown tapings. I won't do any spoilers, but I don't think this counts as a spoiler. Yes, Jack Swagger's first major feud. Or no, I'm sorry, Del Rio. I just screwed up my whole deal. Del Rio's first major feud is going to be with Jack Swagger. Jack Swagger, everybody!
Well, I think his match was also off Hulu, too. You'll have to double-check that, but yeah, it's kind of funny.
I didn't miss much if it wasn't on Hulu. I'll just say that all of the disagreement about what Alberto Del Rio's making, I'll just tell you, if I were paying him $1.45 million, his first feud would not be with Jack Swagger. I don't care if it makes sense. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So during the break, I attempted to call our guest today, Joey Eastman, and I dialed the number, and somebody answered, and I said, "Joey Eastman," and they said, "No," and I said, "Sydney Bacabella," and they said, "No, wrong number," and so I hung up. And I have now determined that I actually called Caleb Conley, who is our guest tomorrow, who is now, I'm sure, completely baffled. But Joey Eastman is on the show here today. Joey, what's going on?
What's going on, Brian? That's awesome. And Caleb would actually give you a way better interview than I'm going to.
Well, you know, we'll find out tomorrow because he's on the show. Maybe I'll call tomorrow and pretend I'm trying to call you again. But let's start at the beginning here.
You should keep doing that every day. It should be like an ongoing bit on the show.
Just every day call him? I should have done it on the air. Should have recorded it.
Oh, that would have been great.
What can you do? All right, there's a lot of stuff we got to talk to you about. Many, 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 many things.
Oh, goodness.
First off, this is one of the rare times, which actually, it's not as rare as one would expect, but myself and the guest, both former ICW, ICWA, Texarkana television champions. Is that correct?
Amazing.
That is correct. You actually have a longer reign than I do. Mine was about, I think, like 17 hours.
That's not bad. I thought you were going to say, like, you know, 10 minutes. Tell us a story of when you won this prestigious championship.
We were doing a four-day shot up in Minneapolis. It was like 2004. So I don't even remember, like, the company that it was. But they booked a bunch of Chikara guys, a bunch of IWA Mid-South guys, and they had me ring announce. So I go up there, and Sweeney's like, I want you to win the title tonight. You're going to pin Bryce Remsburg. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm in. So, you know, the match happens and Bryce wins the title. I quickly roll up Bryce Remsburg and become the champion and just go run away. And then I would announce the rest of the show from the floor or from outside so that way no one could pin me in the ring.
I see. So this was when it was under the anywhere, anytime. What was the term they used to use in WWE for the hardcore title? 24/7? Was it the 24/7 rule?
24/7 rules. I kept watching my back in the hotel room. We went to Denny's after the show, and you know, I stayed out in my car so that way nobody could get that title.
See, this is concerning to me because in this room right now is the ICW-ICWA Texarkana Television Championship. And I was unaware that anybody could storm into the studio at any time, including during our Christmas show, and pin me and win the title.
You can't let it happen. You have to defend that title with so much honor. It's the most prestigious title in the history of pro wrestling.
Hey, I'm glad you said that because I feel the same way.
I was going to say, another reason he can't go in there and do anything is because he's got this like $1,000 crystal glass that it sits behind because it's his most prized possession.
Well, I put my jiu-jitsu belt rack right above it just to warn people, don't try this. Do not try to come after, do not try to shoot for this title here. Now, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you have to use jiu-jitsu and karate and everything else and thrust kicks, many, many thrust kicks in order to defend the ICW-ICWA Texarkana Television Championship.
Concern is that most of my friends who might try to challenge for the title, if I tried that thrust kick, my foot could very well get lost.
See, you have to have power in the Haku-type thrust kick, and then you'll always win. I mean, I've seen Haku do it. I actually watched Clash of the Champions from, like, 94 and saw Dusty Rhodes break a chair over Haku's head, and Haku didn't do anything. And I remember that as a little kid, I'm like, that is the baddest man ever in wrestling.
You know, it's funny you mention that because we've been reviewing these old Nitros. And I remember at the time, they would always push Ming and Haku because they thought he was like a real tough guy. And as a little kid, I was kind of like, yeah, he's kind of cool. But I mean, why? It doesn't matter. I guess I wasn't a little kid. I was 20. But why does it matter that this guy is tough? Just like push guys that are good in the ring. Why are you pushing? So anyway, now that I look back, this dude's awesome. I've been watching him and the Barbarian as a team. This is the best team of all time.
Oh, I have re-fallen in love with Akeem lately. Just going back, and I started watching just the Akeem run in 89. I absolutely love every single thing about Akeem, like from the hokey racism that it was to just the, you know, the tag match with him and Boss Man against Hogan and Savage, where he landed on his head. Like, everything about Akeem is probably my favorite thing right now.
Well, if you want to reminisce about old things on the WWE Network, if you go up to the network right now and you go back to Nitro from 19 years ago this week, there is a match with the Ice Train. And trust me, I never thought anything about the Ice Train. But the Ice Train has a match on Nitro against Diamond Dallas Page. And this match is so great. Ice Train's music is so awesome. And he's got the funniest comeback you've ever seen in your life. So that's my daily recommendation from the network, the Ice Train.
Awesome. I actually have the network up right now. I was about to watch Primetime Wrestling before you called.
Oh.
So I will change that and put on some Nitro.
Yes, watch that one. 19 years ago this week. It's a great show. Now, except for the end.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Tell us about the death of Sidney Bacabella. This is a tragedy.
It's one of the biggest tragedies in wrestling. Rest in peace, Sidney Bacabella. He actually got me my start in pro wrestling, having me sell gimmicks and everything else. I'm so sad that Sidney Bacabella is dead.
What happened?
He was managing and runs into the ring, and Oleg the Usurper actually takes his head off. Literally, the wig goes flying. I always thought it was his real
best
hair.
Part.
And, wig goes flying, and, Sidney Bacabella is no more.
Now, what did make me feel better about the whole thing, even though the wig went flying, is that I believe we at least know that the mustache was real.
The mustache is definitely real. Sidney Bacabella would grow a beard for about 2 weeks before the show so that he could go to work and everything else and not look like a pedophile. And then the morning of the show, shaves into the mustache and had to travel like that, which was pretty ridiculous most times.
I don't want to make any pedophile jokes or anything like that, but I will say that it is Movember, and I did have a fairly decent beard, and all of the adult students at Jiu-Jitsu were encouraging me to shave a mustache for Movember, and I had to explain to them that I teach the kids class as well, and this mustache is absolutely not going to fly in this class.
No, I live across the street from a school. I'm actually one of 19 people ever involved in pro wrestling that are allowed to live across the street from a school. And if I rock that mustache on a school day, I'd have to sell my house.
It would be a bad, bad idea.
Yeah, definitely. Like I wanted to sit on my porch and do this interview, but they're all outside screaming and frolicking like children do.
Now, what is the future of Joey Eastman now that Sidney Bacabella, I know he was an integral part of your career, now that he has been eliminated, what now?
Honestly, I just kind of want to get fat, collect Hasbro wrestling figures, and spend time with my kid and do nothing. Like, I watch all types of old wrestling. I watch everything on TV, but actually going out to a show and doing it, I'd rather just sit at home on a Saturday night with my wife and my kid.
So your Juggalo days are done?
Oh, my goodness. You know, they're actually coming around to Worcester, Mass. I live in New Hampshire, so they're coming to Worcester. And a few of them actually reached out to me, like, you have to come and hang out. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to go to an ICP concert in my 30s. Like, I don't know. Like, it's cool if I'm working. If you're working for ICP in your 30s, that's awesome. But if you're just going there to sort of hang out, I'm like, I don't know. I'm probably going to go home.
Well, you could go there and see those people there with their kids, and it can remind you of how good of a parent you are in comparison.
Oh, my God. I want to put my son RoboCop, just paint him like a Juggalo and bring him down to the show and just let him sit there and just be in awe of the amazing light show that they put on and everything else.
It does say here on your Wikia page, when I first saw it, it said Joey Eastman is a professional wrestling manager, announcer, and occasional wrestler. And I thought, what a job. This is like the best job you can have in wrestling. You're there all the time, but you only occasionally have to actually get in the ring and get smashed.
Yeah, like you take one bump every 8 months, I guess. I didn't even know that I had a Wikipedia page. This is,
well, you don't. It's Wikia. It's how can I describe it?
Generic.
It's the main event.
Oh.
There's Raw, SmackDown, and then main event. That's kind of what this Wikia is. But you do have a Wikia.
Oh my! I feel like I've made it right now. Like, I'm on your show, and I found out I have a Wikia. Like, this is a big day for me.
Well, that's the good news. The bad news is it has almost no information. So it's a good thing that you are on this show. So maybe someone can go on there and fill in the
Wiki canvas, though. Yes.
Yeah, it's got a couple of current promotions it says you work for. And it does have your championship and accomplishment, the ICW-ICWA Texarkana television title. So that's a big deal right there.
And that's it. That's all I need. Like, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari. Like, that's all I need right there is just that.
You didn't mention on your Twitter that you were going to come on the show today and you plan to only talk about these, I know some people don't like the term, dolls. But what would you prefer to call them? Action figures?
Action figures.
Oh, they are action figures. I've gone out, like, you know, as years ago I said one day I'm going to go back and be able to collect every Hasbro figure that they ever made. And I can proudly say I have the entire collection with the exception of Heel Crush.
Damn.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, like, it's my one, like, real, well, there's like a million nerdy things that I do, but this is the one for the last year I've really set my sights on just collecting every single one of them, spending an absurd amount of money doing it, and I'm looking at my fireplace right now, and they're all sitting on there.
Okay, now go ahead, Mike.
Just say, did you always like these things? Because I remember when I still, if I had enough money, I'd get all those Pro Wrestling USA Remco figures I used to have when I was a little kid and get all those back. I mean, do you like all this sort of stuff, or was it just something about that line that you had to have?
It was just the Hasbros. I had the LJNs, but I feel like I was too young to appreciate them. So, you know, 8, 9 years old was sort of when the Hasbros came out. And I had every one of them, and I come from a very, very poor family in a very economically depressed part of Massachusetts. So I would actually collect beer cans all week long because you could, you know, you get a nickel for every one you bring in. And I would use that money from all week to go to the local wrestling show that cost $5, and I would buy a Hasbro figure every Sunday.
It's pretty impressive. It's hard work and dedication to get what you wanted.
I always wanted to work, like, you know, at a very young age because I saw my dad was a taxi driver that could have given two shits about anything, and my mom was on welfare, just popping out kids to stay on welfare. So I never wanted to be that. And, you know, so I was always out there working. We never had enough for them to give me money to go. So I went out and worked for it.
Well, stand by, Joey. We're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229.
800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervive, and Joey Eastman. And Joey, before we go today, let's get some plugs in. Any upcoming events, Twitter, etc. The floor is yours.
Oh, awesome. November 27th, I'll be appearing at Wrestle Jam as a special guest referee for the Chikara versus Team New England match. And then December 4th, Freelance Wrestling, awesome promotion out in Chicago. They will be bringing me in to manage my best friend, Dick Justice. And we have a podcast on onegimmickworld.com that maybe you want to listen to it, maybe you don't. It's cool. And you can follow me on Twitter at Fake Joey Eastman. And if you have a heel crush Hasbro figure, tweet me and let's talk turkey.
There you go. Was it one gimmick? Say that one more time.
Onegimmickworld.com.
Onegimmickworld.com.
Joey loves Dick.
There you go. Onegimmickworld.com. Glad I talked over that one there here on national radio. But Joey, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. It was a lot of fun. And I'm sorry to hear about Sidney Bacabella. And hopefully your career can continue on unabated despite this tragedy.
Brian, thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for everything you've done for wrestlers all over the world. Like, you are such an asset to the industry.
I find that hard to believe, but I do really appreciate that.
Me too.
Thanks so much for that. And, of course, thanks everybody for listening. We're out of time here today, but we're going to get Caleb Conley on for real tomorrow. And I'm going to call and ask for Sidney Bacabella again, see how that goes. And that'll be that. So we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replay today, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, Sirius, etc. So check it out, everybody, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, Mike, and everybody at Byline, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA, Radio Network.